Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. The Frickalicious Day. I don't know where that word came from, but it's frickalicious. So we'll have some fun. In fact, a lot of things going on. And one of the things going on this Saturday is Metropolitan Philly Whip. I'll be hanging out with them at the Friars Club, and we'll be having a good time with our friend George Bettinger. You know George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. Let me see if I can find a little Billy to play. All right, I'm going to play him sometime during the broadcast. I got to see where I have everything listed here. I had him up here. Okay. It's going to be a fun night, Metropolitan Room, 7 p.m. Check it out.
Internet dreamer, tapping the keys. You're looking busy to keep your boss pleased. Internet dreamer, we know you're kind. You're faking work while you're shopping online. Internet dreamer, you're such a nut. You waste your work day just surfing for smut. Won't you feel shocked? Oh, won't you turn pale when you find out your boss reads your email? You will find out your boss reads your email.
He could be a convict, running from the law with a loaded gun. He could
find the hooks of the dress awkward all by yourself. I did everything for Mrs. Reagan. Denny, she'd say, no one dresses me better than you. Yes, it was always Denny. I've kept all of her things. Even the stockings she wore that day for the last time. She'd flung them over the chair in her bedroom when she changed into her shopping clothes. I shall always blame myself for the divorce. It was my fault for being out that evening. You see, I'd gone to the movies and stayed late. It was a double bill. Donovan's Brain and Hellcats of the Navy. Some of her finest work. When I returned about 10:30, I heard she'd gone out shopping. I felt worried at once. Neiman Marcus was having a sale. She would have never gone out if I'd been here. She always listened to me. It was midnight, and she had not come back. I went and told Mr. Reagan I was worried. He said, I expect she's spending the night down at the store. I'm sure she'll come up first thing in the morning when the sale's over. I sat on my bed till 5:30. Then I couldn't wait any longer. I got up, put on my coat, and went down to the mall. It was quiet and misty like it is today. The wind had dropped. There wasn't a sound down at the mall. And then I saw it, there on the counter, her credit card. Alongside it, a light flashing. Credit denied. One of her invoices came in the afternoon mail, along with a note. Credit denied. The divorce papers came in with the evening news. Nancy leaves Ron. Credit denied. You wouldn't think she'd been gone for so long now, would you? Not with the way I keep the room, just as she had had them kept. You would think she'd just gone out for a little while and would be back in the evening. I feel her everywhere, don't you? Sometimes in the corridors I fancy I hear her just behind me. That quick, light footstep, I could not mistake it anywhere. And in the gallery there, I fancied I've seen her leaning over it and calling to Mr. Reagan like she used to. Here, boy. Here, boy. Do you think she can see us now? Do you think the divorce come back and watch the living? Sometimes I wonder if she comes back here to the ranch and watches you and Mr. Reagan together. Imelda. Will there be anything else, Mrs. Marcus? I'm going now. I know where everything is. Don't touch a thing, a thing, a thing.
Like right in my ear, man.
Well, it goes with the song.
Yeah, but don't holler in my ear,
well,
man.
Well, it's authentic calypso.
Yeah, but like
shout.
When I stand next to me, man.
Well, the shout goes with the bongo drums.
Well, not my bongo drums, man. I mean, move away.
Well, man. I don't see why.
No. Stand over next to the guitar, man.
He sent me over here.
Yeah? Well, then sing soft, man. You know, I mean, like, wow.
Okay. Yeah.
It's too loud, man.
Yeah.
He's a day, oh.
Daylight's come and me won't go home.
Yeah, man.
Who work all night and a drink of rum.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Stock banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Lift 6 foot, seven foot, 8 foot,
man. Too loud, man. Too loud.
6 foot, seven foot, eight foot,
punch. My ears, like my ears. No, hold it, man. Too shrill. show, man. It's too piercing.
Oh, well, I don't see why.
No, it's too piercing, man. It's too piercing.
Well, I got to the shout.
No, man, it's too piercing. Like, I don't dig loud noises.
Well, you ruined the whole...
piercing.
...record is what you do.
Yeah, well, tough. I'll take my bongos and go, man, because the whole thing is, like, bugging me anyhow.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. I won't
shout.
No,
I'm cutting, man, like I didn't want to make this gig in the first place.
No, no, wait a minute. I'll be soft.
Yeah? Well, then back off of me, man. It's too piercing.
Okay. How's this? Yeah!
Too loud, man.
Okay.
Too loud, man. I can still hear you. Would you mind leaving the room?
Okay.
Crazy.
Daylight come and me want go home. Daylight come and me want go home.
Hey, beautiful man, shove ripe banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come. Oh, man, don't sing about spiders. I mean, ooh, well, like I don't dig spiders.
Well, that's how the song goes. He goes,
hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Is that it? Can I leave now?
Oh, not yet. We got a big finish.
Hey. Yeah, man.
I locked myself out.
Crazy.
I come through the window.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
That was from a Stan Friedberg short. Everybody loves Stan Friedberg, good comedian. And what else we got going on? I think that's over. Let's just turn that off. Okay, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Hope you got it right this time, Betty Jo. It's on September 15th. Mad movie man A.J. Hawker returns to Movie Attic Headquarters for another discussion of Jackie Chan's remarkable film career with host Betty Jo Tucker, and she reviews epic Dragon Blade, Chan's latest action movie. I love Jackie Chan. I really do. He's just the cotton floss of the Asian community. And I don't know if Betty Jo will get that reference. But anyway, Jackie Chan is amazing. His parents actually, a little trivia, I think when he was born, they couldn't pay the doctor, and they offered to sell him to the doctor. He studied, I think, at the Peking Opera as a child, and which was very disciplined. They worked like 16 hours a day or something. I think he sings too. He's a very fascinating man. Love his work. Love his work. Okay, who else do I want to plug? Billy Bush tomorrow at the Metropolitan Room, 7 p.m. Go to themetropolitanroom.com. Make your reservations now. And Terry Mintz. Okay, Terry Mintz is going to have Word is Back in New York City, Word the Storytelling Show, Wednesday, the 16th, 8 p.m. Sidewalk, 94 Avenue A. It's a great lineup. Terry Sweeney, Eddie Brill, Gilda Conrad, Joel Lynchitz, Jillian Thomas, music with the Homesick Hound Dogs. For information, go to Word the Storytelling Show. It's $5 suggested donation with a one drink minimum. You remember Terry Sweeney? From Saturday Night Live, and Eddie Brill, of course, fantastic comedian. Don't want to miss that. Check it out. Okay, I want to send that to somebody, and we'll keep it moving. I know today's a tough day for a lot of people, but I'm trying to keep the comedy out there. Remember, do good by in word and deed today. That's a good way to celebrate this day of sadness to a lot of people, right? Okay, yes.
When I was a little girl, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. But I always knew who the villain in the film was. Oh, yeah. She was that skinny little woman, all dressed in black, her hair always in a bun. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box and be standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the staircase would always be some beautiful young woman who'd say something like,
"Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo?"
And the woman at the top of the staircase would say, "Tu esposo está aquí." She'd open the box. Inside of it, a man's head. "Ayúdame, ayúdame." The head would fall out of the box, bounce down the stairs, boom, 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 boom. Land at the woman's feet, she'd go, "Ah." The woman at the top of the stairs would go, "Ha, ha, ha, ha." And that was every film I saw over and over again as a child.
Sadly, a true story. My grandmother used to take me to see these films. I used to go, "Yay, I'm going to the movies. Boo, it's all in Spanish." Okay. But it was a true story. What are you going to do? It was true. And Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Also check out her blogs. There, a guy on the name, Betty Jo. Shout out to my friend Linda Marin. Hypnotherapy online. Check her out. Linda Marin. L-Y-N-D-A Marin. Okay. Always fun here. Always fun. Let's keep it moving. I want to play something I haven't played in a while, but I'm not sure what that is. A lot of things going on. Remember, my CDs are available on CD Baby. Yeah, now, this song is a great song by Rena Strober. We love her. What's not to love? Here you go, Rena Strober. She made it on an episode of Shameless last year, too. Go, Rena.
It's all good.
Everything in the universe is made up of tiny particles called atoms.
Guess what I've got in my pocket?
Let's see.
Guess what I've got in my hand?
Let me
guess what I've got on the tip of my tongue. Here's a hint, guess as small as you can. If you
I love being a comedian. It's so great. And not because the reasons you think, not because I want to see people laughing or having a good time. I love this job because I like the hours. I mean, look at this. I just started. I'm almost done. I like the schedule of this job. My sister has a really serious job because she works for the Adopt-a-Highway program. I swear to God, I couldn't write that. It's so wonderful. And they have no sense of humor at the Adopt-a-Highway program. I called up one time. I was goofing around. I was like, hi, I'd like to adopt a highway, but I have a few questions. At what age do you tell the highway it's adopted? Is it very traumatic? Do you have a support group? Anyway, so I was driving, and I had to go to Home Depot. You've been to Home Depot, right? I have a question about Home Depot. Why do we need 24 handicapped parking spaces at Home Depot? Okay, I am all for handicapped parking, but I think if a guy can spackle his own bathroom, lay pipe, and put up gutters, I think he can walk the extra 30 feet to the parking lot.
VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I want to be a man cub and stroll right into town and be just like the other men. I'm tired of monkeying around. Oh, ooby-doo, I want to be like you. I want to walk like you, talk like you too. Your thing is true, and it's like me. To be human too. Now don't try to kid me, man cub, I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Give me the secret, man cub, come on, clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you. Oh, ooh, ooh, I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you, do. You're gonna see it's true. Someone like me can learn to be like someone like you.
Watch your clam, my movin' up.
Like me, can I learn to be someone like you.
Wonderful Danny Bowker. His CDs just came out. You could check it out. Congrats to him with Stupid because he's getting married. Yahoo! So he's going to have a post show. And let me get the times. Noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. That's I'm with Stupid Radio. I believe that's on blogtalkradio.com. I'm with Stupid. Check him out noon to 2 post marriage. Look at him just a day later and he's still doing a show. Oh, time goes fast when you're being silly, doesn't it? Yes, it does. And I'm silly. So anyway, thank you for tuning in today. Don't forget Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. It's going to be Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan Chan. Love the Jackie. Okay, and what can I say to go out on? I just got to go out on something fun, but I only have a minute. What do I have that's a minute long? I know. We'll go out on Jenna Esposito. Don't forget. My CDs are available on CD Baby, Nancy Lombardo. Check it out. Jen Esposito.
Tonight.
I wish I was still on vacation.
Jenna Esposito.